This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. Two special days at the end of June 2019 brought a confluence of history, the acknowledgement of several thousand years of rich social and religious indigenous culture, ownership and rejection of past intolerance, and the opportunity to educate citizens and visitors alike about the relationship between the Tsklalem people and the European settlers who came to occupy this special place the Tsklalems called the village of Katai. A 30-foot totem arrived at the foot of Water Street, and the Cheech Mahon Trail was dedicated and embraced by the community. Join us as we hear some of the sounds, voices, and music that made these 2 days so special.
An old-growth totem log, passionately carved and colorfully painted at the House of Myths carving shed in Blinn, arrived the morning of June 28th on a flatbed rig, to be placed at the base of Port Townsend's Water Street. Its purpose? To celebrate the hard but joyful work that has been done to create positive relationships in a complex society. Along with the premise of healthy engagement, as we gathered as a whole community to acknowledge this very special place, here amid the forests and the sea. The final markers for the Cheech Mahon Trail went up that week, and I joined planners, catalysts, and artisans for conversation around the trail sign at the Northwest Maritime Center.
Hi, my name is Bud Turner. I work for the Jamestown Tsklalem Tribe. And I was involved in the Chesmoca Trail project, designing the signs.
I must say the signs are breathtakingly beautiful. How many signs are there, and where are they placed?
Well, there's 17 of them. They're placed in different various historical sites around Port Townsend, and there's also two kiosk signs, which we're standing next to right now.
I want to know how you came up with the design.
Well, that's a good question. When we first looked into this, they wanted to see a salmon design. And so that's where I started. And I worked with a few different concepts from start to the final finish form that we have here. And essentially, that was it.
And how are they constructed? What are they made of?
They're made of a quarter-inch aluminum, all powder-coated.
They look like they're pretty durable.
They're very durable.
Well, it's pretty fascinating to see something like this materialize right here at the corner of Water Street and the Chandlery. Yeah. Are you happy?
Oh, very happy. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this day for over a year with Dale working so hard on the totem and me working on these signs and just all the other arts that's going to be coming. We've got a big carved panel going on the Northwest Maritime Center. Been a long time in the making, and it's nice to see it all come together.
There were four carvers involved in creating the totem. Dale Falstich, Andy Pitts, Tyler Falstich, and tribal citizen and apprentice Timothy O'Connell. Master carver Dale Falstich gives us some background.
I've worked with the Jamestown Tribe for over 30 years, managing their art products program. And in that 30 years, I've carved more than 66 totem poles.
What is this latest creation? Can you describe it for us?
Sure. The top figure is a supernatural carpenter. Our goal was to represent Port Townsend on this pole. And the supernatural carpenters, their job was to prepare the earth for the coming of mankind. So they taught humans all the arts, singing, dancing, painting, drawing, carving, weaving, basket making, all of the arts were taught to us by them. They say when an artist gets an idea, it's because the supernatural carpenters put the idea in their head. Port Townsend being a town of artisans, boat builders and carpenters, etc., I thought that would be an appropriate symbol for Port Townsend. The middle figure is the spirit of the cedar tree. The cedar tree, of course, to the natives here, was the tree of life. It provided everything from cradle to grave. The bottom figure is Chesmoca, and just as he, in real life, welcomed the early settlers and believed that we could all get further along by mutual cooperation. The Chesmoca on this pole is going to be welcoming the visitors just as the old Chesmoca.
From start to finish, when you select a piece of cedar or a log, how does that happen?
There's a whole network of mills I work with, and they call when they have logs of the quality that we use.
How long did this project take?
We started carving in October. I think it was May we finished.
And you had how many people? What was your team?
Four of us did most of the work. Myself, my son lives in Australia, and he's an artist in his own right. And whenever I get a large project like this, he usually flies home and helps me on it. So he flew here and for the first 4 months or so of the project, and he helped carve, get it all roughed in, get us off to a good start, and then he had to go back to Australia. Andy Fitz, this guy right behind you.
Yeah, up off the
and
top, something off
we have
the
a tribal apprentice, just Tim. He worked on it too. So basically, the four of us did the carving and painting.
And non-indigenous carvers hired by the tribe, is that correct?
Tim is a tribal member. He's an apprentice. But yes, we're hired guns.
How did you end up working in this genre?
I moved here 45, almost 50 years ago. I was already an artist, earning my living as an artist then, doing mostly commercial work. Going to the museums, I just became fascinated by this work and started studying it, thinking that it'd be a hobby, that I would never be able to turn it into a livelihood, be a nice, safe hobby. Well, that didn't exactly work, but I'm just fascinated by the art form. I just love it. Myself and the Jamestown tribe have a mutual relationship that we're all real happy with.
We're very excited to see this thing go up here, right here on the corner of Water Street and the Maritime Center. Thank you, bud.
Sure. I'm Joe, and this is my wife, Caroline.
Hi.
Joe and Caroline, we're standing here. We're watching the totem being lifted by the crane off of the flatbed truck. What kinds of feelings are going through your mind right now?
Lots of gratitude.
Excitement.
I'm Anna Waters. I'm the Chandroy retail manager. And in this moment, I feel completely overwhelmed. This is unlike any other moment I've experienced in my life. And it's a privilege to be here to watch it.
Well, I'm Patrick Johnson. I've been a fan of the Native Connections Group and the other folks who inspired this for a long time. And it's very exciting to see this. It's very emotional. And I think what it represents, among other things, is a community coming together. And, of course, great respect for the Native American community and a real educational opportunity. It's going to be Meet Me at the Totem Pole. It's going to be a community meeting place. And it's going to be a real symbol and a real plus for Port Townsend. It's an exciting, exciting event.
My name is Judy McCutcheon. And I'm going to be amazed by the people who live here who have no idea what exists already, the places that these signs are going to take people to and see the history that was here. It's a very exciting event.
I'm Nikki Russell.
You watched the totem go up. What were your feelings? What happened?
I suddenly just had this real surge of emotions. I am so deeply moved. Yeah, I'm having a hard time putting a word to the emotions, but the tears flowed.
We're talking to Joe Blair and Celeste Dybeck. They are the catalysts behind this project. Some of the confluences that happened that were sort of meant to be. Can you tell me the story?
Yeah, well, what happened is that Native Connections Action Group at Quimper Unitarian was keeping a list of things that we were curious about or thought we might want to look into doing someday. And one of the things on the list was to talk to Ron Allen at the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe and ask him how we could work together to make the history and culture of the Jamestown Sklallam people more apparent in Port Townsend. So Celeste went over there.
So I went over there and I had an appointment with Ron, and I was sitting there waiting for my appointment. It was running over, and finally two guys left the office, and then I went in the office and I told him what I was there for, that we wanted to create a Chetsimoka Trail in Port Townsend and tell more of the history of natives in Port Townsend. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, you need to pony up with those two guys who just left my office. They're here for the same reason. You guys want to Indian up Port Townsend." And I said, "Yes, we want to Indian up Port Townsend."
Who were these guys?
Jake Beatty and
Steve Oliver.
Oliver.
From the Maritime Center. Yeah. Yes, so the two guys, here we are. Two big events this weekend, the totem pole dedication for Jake and Steve, and the Cheatsbahan Trail for our group, Native Connection Action Group. The Maritime Center wanted to do the dedication the same day as the trail.
Well, this is beautiful. It's almost a two-day event. And how long has this project been since its inception, since the hatching of the idea?
Well, it could have been 5 years ago, because it might have been one of the first things we were wondering about was the Native history of Port Townsend. But it was on the list, and we did a lot of study and reading and going out and about and looking at all the important places. But it's been 2 years since Celeste actually started working on it.
And one thing that we really need to reinforce or want to reinforce is that this project is a partnership with Jamestown's Clown Tribe and their staff, communication specialist Betty, historical preservation officer David. They did a lot of work on this project along with Bud Turner from the Carving Shed. So more than just our little group in Port Townsend.
Yeah, we have a booklet that was written by Betty Oppenheimer, and the research came from David Brownell. They tell in-depth information about all of the sites that the tribe chose for the trail. Those are available at several locations in town, including the Maritime Center.
I am so impressed with the signage, the design of the signage. The content is beautifully written.
So people get the entire picture of what this place is all about.
Daniel Gatling, I'm the owner-operator of Accurate Angle Crane out of Squim, Washington.
With all of this is going on and you're in the cab of this machine, actually making it happen, I would call you an unsung hero.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know about a hero, but I do try hard.
On June 29th, hundreds of tribal members and Port Townsend residents, along with out-of-town visitors, gathered at Memorial Field, former site of Katai, the principal village of the Sklallam people, to dedicate the Chichmahan Trail, a network of historic points designated to educate the public about the relationship between the Sklallam people who had lived here for hundreds and hundreds of years and the European settlers who arrived in Port Townsend in the mid-19th century.
Neat Kwee and Satya Quilsid Elaine Grinnell. The sweet Mildred Prince Yaquitla in Chatmuk. Statitlam David Prince Yaqua in Hakwiak. Statitlam Nuskayanst. Lakanum Pashtuelis Yaqua Setl Piak. Chichimahan Yaqua in Chiangan. Lakanum Yaqua in Chiangan. Statitlam Yaqua in Chiangan. Statitlam Quithchuk Yaqua in Chiangan. Chnuskayam. Mankuai Ait Squatchi Ainuk. Hot names Atin Sana. Mankuai Achian Stachi Hai Atia Katai. Welcome and good afternoon to all of you, our honored friends and relatives. The language that I speak to you today is Nuskayam Mutsin, the original language of the Nuskayam people, the Klallam and the Sklallams. In our culture, when we introduce ourselves, we introduce our family lineage. That way you know me more personally. When you know my relatives, what they value and their philosophies and how they lived their lives, then you know that those ways of life flow through my own veins. Now I would like to introduce Marlon Holden, who is the son of Betty Prince Holden, who was the daughter of David Prince. He will be giving us an invocation today. So if you are able, I ask that you please stand.
Heavenly Fathers, we gather here, Lord, we gather in your name. We give you the praise and the thanks for the wisdom that you've given us and being with us through our struggles. And we thank you so much for our ancestors and what they've done and how they've taught us to do the right things through example and through their writings. We have so much to be thankful for. We want to thank those who were involved in setting the trail up. And as this Chetsamoka Trail opens up, we just pray that those who walk that trail will go back in history. And they will know why the Sklallam people are successful, because we learn from our ancestors the right things to do when we pass those on to our children, and we ask that our children be blessed as well. So as this gathering continues, I pray for everyone here. Thank you again for coming, and I just pray blessings upon you.
Hello everyone on this beautiful afternoon. It is such an honor to be able to participate in this landmark occasion. But first, I must start by recognizing that we are gathered on the ancestral homelands of the Sklallam and Chimicum peoples who have lived here for time immemorial. We also recognize the other tribes who have passed through for millennia. We are very grateful to their stewardship of these shared lands and waters. Thank you. Today we celebrate not only the opening of a new landmark trail, but the ongoing spirit of partnership between the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe and the people of Port Townsend. I thank the Native Connections Action Group of the Quimper Unitarian Universalist for their inspired vision and the dedication to making this a reality. This would not be possible without the full cooperation and assistance from the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe and many more. I am pleased to share with you what I heard from staff, and that is they felt that this project helped them learn more about the historic connections between today's Port Townsend and Kaitai, as this place is known to the Sklallam peoples. So the Chetsmahan Interpretive Trail has already begun to fulfill its mission. We also learned that we have more work to do as a government. Just recently, Dr. Joss Wisniewski, anthropologist and the Jamestown Sklallam Historic Preservation Officer, discovered Ordinance Number 3 that was passed March 2, 1867, by the City of Port Townsend Board of Trustees. In short, Ordinance Number 3 declared, in speaking for the people of Port Townsend, that no permanent Indian houses shall be built on the beach from the Catholic Church to 150 feet west of Tyler Street. Further, it requires the marshal to notify Indians coming for the purposes of trades or otherwise that they must not erect mat lodges or tents nor build fires within the above mentioned limits. Any person violating any of the above sections should be fined, etc. It further provides that any white man coming to the city with Indians may, upon application to the marshal, obtain permission for such Indians to camp upon some vacant lot to be designated by the marshal in the city. Now, this ordinance is not at all codified in today's municipal code. So while it's not an enforceable ordinance, this discovery does provide us all the opportunity to acknowledge these discriminatory actions were inflicted on the indigenous peoples of this land and to contemplate the pain and impact that they have carried for generations. We cannot undo this legacy, but as we approach the 150th anniversary of the burning of the Kaitai village on our shores, we can make it abundantly clear that no such ordinance or action would be tolerated today. I am very happy to report that Ordinance Number 3 was enthusiastically repealed by City Council on June 10th, 2019.
Executive Director of the Port Gamble Sklallam Tribe and a proud tribal member. I'm here to represent my cousin Jeremy Sullivan, Chairman Jeremy Sullivan. He asked me to come say some words that reflect the powerful relationship building that this event has, that we're honoring a leader that built relationships between cultures, and today this path and us being here, all of you choosing to be here on a beautiful sunny day where you could be doing other things means a lot to us. And it sends a message to your community that this is important. What we want from this type of thing is growth and a place that we can feel comfortable coming to. We've never stopped using the land. It's rich with subsistence, fisheries. We have spiritual and cultural places all around this place, and it's very important. So we're happy that all of you are able to learn what that is and celebrate it with us, and thank you for being here.
So
So at this time, I would like to ask our three tribal representatives if you could come down into the front here, in front of the stage, as well as Mayor Stinson and the Executive Director of Northwest Maritime Center, Jake Beatty. Is this cedar bough that you see here on the front of the stage is going to be carried by our leaders, showing the sovereign-to-sovereign relationship, government-to-government. Once we walk it to the center, it's going to be wrapped around the base of the totem to help bless it. And we're going to follow them, so it'll be our leaders followed by our new Siam singers. So if you want to start coming this way, singers. And now I would like to call up my grandmother, Quilsid Elaine Grinnell, to say a prayer to bless this totem pole.
Oh, what a joy, what a joyous day. What a joyous song by all these young people. Dear great creator, thank you for all of the things that you have brought us. And now that we look back on those things that have been taken away, so be it. Those are things that we cannot change. But now we can improve on all the things that you have instructed us to do and given other people the power to help us. And we can help ourselves. Look at that man on top of that totem pole. He's ready, just like all of you are. Be prepared. Be focused. Be ready. And all of you, go with good health. Go with good thoughts. Go with the strength. And like Grandfather says, if you see a need, take care of it. Take care of it. And please do not forget yourself. And amen.
Amen.
At this time, I would like to introduce David Timmons, the Port Townsend City Manager, to come up and give a few words.
Thank you all, and thank you to the tribes and all the people who are involved in this. I always tell in the council and others and my staff, we have two cities. There's a city with a capital C, and then there's a city with a small C. And as an organization, we're the city with a small C. We have a responsibility to operate kind of a political organization and an operation. But the city with a big C is the broader community. It extends and transcends beyond us. It incorporates all the people who have an affinity or some kind of an affection or connection to this place. And that's the community we always have to connect with and interface with. And when they do, great things happen. And this is an example of how a great thing happened. This is legendary in the context of communities that I've seen and been involved with, to have this history become alive, to have it restored and told. What this does is it tells a story of really who we are. That is a story that needed to be told. It was long overdue because our history books reflect this as a historic district and a historic character, but it's not the true history. It's not the total history. So this now reflects it. This is also a kind of an emotional point for me because unless there's an emergency declared by midnight tomorrow night, this is my last official act on behalf of the city of Port Townsend. It has simply been a pleasure and an honor to represent and work with this community. And to see this at the end of all things is beyond belief for me. This is something that I'm going to treasure more than anything else that I've been able to accomplish or witness get accomplished in this city.
And now I'd like to ask Executive Director of the Northwest Maritime Center, Jake Beatty, to come and say a few words.
I'm truly humbled to stand with this group of tribal chairs and heads of government and honored to accept this welcome poll on behalf of the Northwest Maritime Center. When thinking of what words I might offer this occasion, after hearing from esteemed leaders, all of whom are far more qualified than I to offer wisdom, context, and gravitas for a moment like this, I'm not a scholar of relations between sovereigns or protocol. My calling and career has been in engaging people in experiences of the sea, so I'll start there. For me, this poll represents a new kind of engagement to our community's forever history. For many, the place of Port Townsend is the Victorian anachronism created by land speculation 150 or so years ago. For others, it's a story of culture and tradition that spans back 100 times longer. Before there was a wooden boat festival, Victorian homes, or this totem pole, there were people here using these shores for shelter and sustenance. Which brings me to a bit of a modern point. I've been to my share of public meetings, and I'm always struck by a common thread that as a community, we tend to introduce ourselves by both our name and how long we've lived here. It struck me as odd until it struck me as powerful. Our connection to this place is as much a part of how we want to be known as the syllables that named us at birth. It's an emotional day for me. My name is Jake Beattie, and I've counted myself a Port Townsend resident for the better part of a decade. And today, maybe the first time, I've also considered myself a resident of Katai. People have been here since creation, but for most of the 200 or so years since Europeans showed up, things haven't gone well. And to say things haven't gone well really ignores a legacy of violence and tragedy set in motion and perpetuated by people who look a lot like me. I can't change that. None of us can. We can only own our share of the past and work mindfully for the future. Inside of our motivations to accept this gift was the hope that this moment might at least hold within it some progress toward a better way of engaging those who came here later with those who came here first. We could at least have an indelible 30-foot milepost of the progress of our collective intention to be better. Like I said in my opening, I don't speak for a city or a tribe, but the reason this welcome poll stirs my soul and frankly making me cry right now, that wasn't part of the plan, is that for me, the manifestation of that hope, it's the hope that in our small way, our community can come together to remember the hard truth of our history and then move forward, not past it, but with it. In whatever language it finds its name, this place is special. My hope is that this poll can be a symbol that for here forward, we choose to exist here in this special place, and we choose to exist here together.
Oh, this totem? 5 o'clock in the morning, if you stand down at one end of Water Street, the first thing you see is this totem pole. And the Port Townsend people get to see that. And I think that it's a constant reminder of, we can do this.
It was good for everyone.
Ait Squatchy, Veronica Sullivan Susna, Chit Nakanum Sklamson. Hello everyone, my name is Veronica Sullivan. I'm from Port Gamble Sklam Tribe. It was a beautiful experience to be here today. It really brought warmth to my heart, and I'm really glad I was able to be part of this.
This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ Community Radio News.
This week's Compass was written and produced by Chris Bricker. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ Live 24 hours a day. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, this is Compass Executive Producer Steve Evans.